friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good team so far, and they played five teams like the Raiders, the Jets, the Dolphins, and there are two more, but this is not a smut film. I don't want to smut up the airwaves here.
We leave that for the clownitudes.
Enjoy
the bulge.
And I also think, I do think Drake May's a really good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little statistically inflated by playing against some bad defenses. However, you and I think this is a winnable game. That is not what ESPN's prediction machine here for their NFL Week 8 predictions have.
They went to the prediction machine.
Of their three...
You told me I was getting fun analytics or something. The prediction machine?
Well, it's from three analytics writers, and then they do have an FPI prediction.
Oh, I do like FPI. Okay.
You've been a fan of the FPI forever.
Sure.
FBI? Take it or leave it. But FPI...
Well, after Patel and him, the Toronto Rangers comments, I'm kind of out on the FBI right now.
I'm in on marsupialized, though. That's what I'm more in on.
Although I did come to the conclusion that... I've judged people that don't believe in any conspiracy theories harder than people that believe in some. Because...
So is it like... So are we
if you
doing...
If you don't believe in any conspiracy theories, you really think FBI is batting 100%?
So wait.
You really think that?
So your options are people who believe in some...
I'm taking some.
People who believe in none, or people who believe in all.
No. You added the third option in there.
Oh, no, I mean
it was either or a none for me. I don't throw them into my group. It was either the people that exist in some or believe in some, or the people that believe in none. I used to be like,
shouldn't there be different levels to the sum though?
No, it's my game.
You believe in two.
It's my game.
I'm just checking here. I'm just trying to make sure it's a fair game.
No, I'm like a carny man here, okay? My games get rigged. What are we talking about?
By the way, if I was a carny guy, I would never get your weight right, but I would be very offensive to you.
Right? isn't that the point of those games? Is that you're paying the $5 for the stuffed animal, and they're still making the money anyway. And so they don't really care if they get it right or wrong. So if you're just be funny in the meanwhile, that's okay too.
Or I would just target people on a first date, and I'd go 20 pounds below. Think about it.
Mm.
If you say, ooh, you look about 215, and they're a rugged 230, they're going to be like, that is correct, sir.
I just say, yes, you're right 100% of the time.
I can see you being look about 105. Is that fair?
Have you seen
100%?
Have you seen the carny that sits in the dunk tank and just hurls insults at people, trying to then get them to actually get to the dunk tank them go down?
Medina County Fair had that for a couple years.
I could see you being awesome at that job.
I think it would be a lot of fun. Now, the problem is you can get into those cages pretty easily. So that where I think that...
Yeah, but by the time people get to the spot where you can jump up and maybe even hurl and get into the cage...
There's one way in, one way out.
It just feels like that's you calm down by that point. I feel like most people... You sign up for the game, you know what the game is. The carny man's in the dunk tank. He's going to try to hurl insults. He gets to have as much fun. It's like being at a comedy show where the comedian just basically... In only a couple spots in life, you just get to hurl whatever you want at people. And as a comedian, you get to do that in many ways because you have the mic, right? Same thing here with the carny man.
All right, I don't remember which year it was, and one of my family members can back me up on this. I definitely remember behind the thing, hurling insults, and there was a very angry redneck at the Medina County Fair who I believe did break through the cage and did get this. So I believe he did that. So... Yes,
that's
it would be great.
That's just an unfortunate happening.
That's just career.
That's all that is. One out of every so many, something's going to happen.
I don't know. I feel like my problem is I would say the meanest thing I could think of and then go, oh, I'm sorry. I think my Midwest niceness would kick in.
After they pay $20, you're I didn't mean it, right?
Yeah, I was just playing it up for the effect. Well, no, because I can say mean things to people I like because I think you guys know I don't mean it. So then it's just a funny joke. Whereas somebody who might not know that I don't mean it, I think my conscience would kick in. That's why I could never... It could never be about that game.
It's performative, though. You'd have to do it for the heart of the dollar.
So back to analytics.
Yeah, what does FPI say?
Well, we'll get to FPI in a second there, all right? I know you want to get to the FPI, but you got to earn
itching.
Your way there.
I'm just itching.
I would get a balm for it if you're itching.
We do have to go see the doctor.
Let's see. Maldonado. So it's the three analysts who pick it. Maldonado, Patriots 26, Browns 14.
Martin Maldonado?
Sure. Moody's, not Jake Moody. We're Mad-Eye Moody. Moody's picks, Patriots 24, Browns 12, and then Seth Walder. I thought we were friends. Patriots 27, Browns 18. So yeah, pretty much everybody expects the Browns to go. And now what would be their ninth straight road loss against the spread?
Understand this, Browns fans. We are not the favorite, and we're not the bell of the ball when it comes to these discussions, because the NFL writers want the Patriots to be good again. They do. And so they're going to root for Drake May.
Make the Patriots great again.
They're going to root for this Drake May story to be real. They're going to root for Vrabel to be real. There's so many different components to this Patriots team that they want to root for more than they want to root for the Browns. That just seems obvious to anybody paying attention. But they probably really do. They generally do believe the Patriots are a better team than the Browns right now.
All right.
Our big comeback win was the Dolphins. The only team people think are in the complete bottom of the basement.
I thought the comeback win was the Packers and the fluky win was the Dolphins. Or have I overdefined both of the wins?
It doesn't matter.
They were fun.
All right, what does FPI say?
He's ready for FPI. The itch is back. New England has a 68.1% chance of winning this game, and then in parentheses by an average of 7.5 points.
All right, I can cook with 68%.
Think, meaning you're only going to win 32% of the times?
Yeah, I think that's fine with me.
I mean, it's the numbers. It's an FPI prediction. I don't think it feels like a 2-to-1 chances that New England wins this. I don't think it's 50-50. I think it's much closer to like 60-40, though.
We're in the same ballpark, though. Like that's you give me, if you did 100 simulations and it meant that they won 65 of them, I think I'm accepting the idea that we win 35 of these.
All right. Now, this game, this sounds like a trick question when I ask it.
Okay.
But given this game, we both agree it's important for Kevin and it's important for Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you more confident in Kevin Stefanski in this game and what will be called of him and what will be asked of him?
Oh, no. Confidence is the wrong term here. I have no confidence in either, but I have to choose.
Yeah, you're comparing your confidence to either.
I think that Dylan's going to have the best game we've seen Dylan Gabriel have. I don't think it's because Kevin Stefanski is going to do anything wonderful or awesome here.
Okay.
I just think it's just the setup. That's all it is. That's the only thing that Dylan has going for himself here is the setup. It's very favorable to let Dylan actually, again, look at all these quarterbacks against the Patriots that have had a bunch of yards. Tua threw for 300 yards against this Patriots team. Spencer Rattler still might be throwing touchdowns against this Patriots team. Like, there's a lot of quarterbacks. We don't even think fondly of. Geno Smith had a great game against the Patriots from a passing standpoint. It won't be because Stefanski did anything special. It'll just be because this is the best chance for Dylan to look good because so many other mediocre quarterbacks have been able to look good against the Patriots.
So I guess when I start thinking of confidence, I think what would cause me to lose confidence? With Kevin Stefanski, if Kevin has Dylan throw 52-plus times, which he did 2 weeks ago, I would lose confidence in you for that kind of chicanery 2 out of the last 3 weeks, right? With Dylan, it is, are there plays out there that you're not taking advantage of? In three starts, there are 2 of the 3 starts. Kevin Stefanski's run the ball, and he's run the ball convincingly. So I have a 66% chance of being pleased. If we're going off the first three games, I'm about to do Steiner math here. Mm-hmm. Whereas Dylan, each one of the games, there have been plays left. I mean, I would say the game where he left the least amount of points on the board would be the Minnesota game. But, I mean, he missed open receivers or just didn't see open receivers in the last two games in a way that is detrimental to winning. I lean Stefanski here, even if you and I share the sentiment that I don't necessarily trust either in this matchup.
I mean, you're asking me to choose between two things I don't believe in, and so I have to choose one thing that I don't believe in and continue forward here. The problem with Stefanski, and I really do think I bit the bug that is attached to Stefanski, whereas I have no confidence in him. I have no confidence in any given game that I believe he can pull off what he needs to pull off, and I don't know how he gets that back, Nick. I truthfully don't. I don't know how he recovers from what a bad spot he has put himself into.
So I haven't lost all hope in Kevin Stefanski. I have allowed myself to talk myself off where I was at the end of last season and give them a little bit of grace in the idea that Deshaun was a big part of what was wrong with the team last year. In the emotion of the moment, I will admit that I probably just completely disregarded that. It was a part of it, even if it wasn't all of it. You played more than half your season without Deshaun last year. It should have gone better than 3-14. I digress. So I haven't lost complete hope with Kevin. I think so much of the talk around him outside of Cleveland is disingenuous and silly in terms of, well, a two-time coach of the year, this, that, and the other. But he's given up. I mean, there are opportunities. He has schemed guys open the last 2 weeks, or the last 3 weeks. And in fairness, he did it with Joe as well the first 4 weeks. You can scheme guys open, but if the quarterback doesn't see it or doesn't throw to it, it's on the quarterback. So even though I think Kevin is a bit overrated, and even though I think Kevin's probably closer to being on his way out than he is saving himself and saving the Browns franchise, I think Kevin's doing some of the things you need him to do. I disagree with his distribution of run to pass almost every week, but at least here I can say, well, it's not Kevin's fault that we didn't see Jerome Ford on the perfect play and we tried to draw the DPI there. It's not Kevin's fault that Quinshon was wide open and Dylan thought, I should run for 4 yards instead.
Yeah, but it is his fault that we went 11 straight games and scored 13 points, averaged 13 points in the 11 straight games, and we didn't score more than 20 for 11 straight games. It is his fault that this is the 12th quarterback now that he's had, which is an astonishingly large number, and he's not been able to get any of them to look like a competent quarterback outside of a five-game stretch with Joe Flacco. Like, there's a lot that just points. For Kevin, it's an historical thing, and it's a what we've seen over a long time, whereas with Dylan, maybe I'm just hoping on what I don't know or what I haven't seen. It's just been 3 games. And so I'm just kind of hoping that maybe some of the things that they tell us he has will be able to showcase itself.
I do think that Kevin has.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's overly stressed. Don't turn the ball over to these guys. And I do think that's causing havoc with it. Certainly it was with Joe, where you could see the internal debate as he was trying to make plays. But through 7 weeks, if both quarterbacks have turned down plays that were available and big plays that were available, I don't know how I can put that on the head coach the head coach.
Well, it's his assessment was that Dylan Gabriel had this supercomputer brain and was going to be able to figure it all out.
So
his assessment is a part of this, and his assessment in thinking that Dylan Gabriel could do this job and was going to be able to pull it off is it's a pure reflection of Stefanski.
216-474-0092. Chris, in Chicago, we know you got a point here, buddy, but are you more confident in Kevin Stefanski in this Patriots game, or are you more confident in Dylan Gabriel?
I'm kind of siding with Jonathan here. I can kind of fast forward to the press conference after the game and having Kevin doing his usual mumbling and we all could do better kind of thing, and then I can just see Dylan Gabriel probably really not playing that well, even though it's going to be easy to either run or pass or whatever. It was supposed to be easy to run or pass against Pittsburgh, and they couldn't do that. So, I don't know. I have zero faith in them, especially since it's on the road. So, zero faith going into the weekend. I hate to say that, but that's my point.
We don't love that. Chris, you're usually the one that calls in and gets us hyped up on this.
Levin straight road losses there, Chris.
Why are you throwing him into the abyss?
Well, he mentioned the road games. He mentioned how we struggle on the road. It's a good point, Chris.
We really do.
I thought we were propping him up.
Haven't won in the road since week two of last season, Chris. Well, yes, why can't they win away from Huntington?
I know. Hey, I had another real quick point. Jonathan, you were saying earlier you couldn't understand why there was so much more hype about this latest gambling thing versus the Guardians. I mean, come on, it involves 80% of the mafia. There's high-tech espionage stuff with poker. I mean, what'd you have, a couple of boring pitchers on a boring middle-market team throwing a strike here and there versus that? I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, the contact lenses can see through the cards. That's not enough for me.
Can they see through everything?
You know, I did wonder about that. I didn't know how.
Those could be in high demand.
How high a demand?
I mean, they'd sell out on Amazon pretty quickly. Got a lot of pervs out there. Mac, looking at you.
A lot of pervs.
All right, we are just a couple family men here. Hey, it needed to be said. Needed to be said, Mac. Everybody was thinking. All the fans were like, he's talking about Mac. Clearly, Mac is the pervert on the show. The rest of us are married men. Two of us are fathers.
That doesn't limit you.
How dare you? I'm a staple of the Wadsworth community. How dare you?
So what would you pay for that? The see-through contact lenses, Mac?
Would you give up eating Chipotle for a month?
I don't wear contacts for a reason. I would forget that they're in. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'll pass.
Yeah, good call.
Mm-hmm.
Good call. Nailed it.
Yeah, he thought I was talking about the see-through ones. Mm-hmm. I was just talking about the cards.
Are you more confident in Kevin Stefanski this Sunday or more confident in Dylan Gabriel? More on that and a win buying you back in. I'm now rhyming in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
The second coming. Is that Patrick Mahomes or is it Drake May? I don't know. You tell me. But that's just how this works, and that's okay. It is interesting that we feel like this game's going to be a lot closer than what it feels like everyone else feels like.
Yeah, I mean, what is the line again? Seven?
It's seven. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a touchdown. That's not, it's weird. It's right in that in-between spot of where it's like, oh yeah, I can see the Browns covering. They're also 0-8 against the spread on the road the last eight, which if they lose this against the spread,
yeah,
that would be the longest low road losing streak against the spread. I want to say going back a decade.
It's,
I think
the past
that's what 40 I saw.
Seasons.
40 seasons?
Yeah, the past 40 seasons.
Well, let's not do that. Yeah. That sounds awful.
I know. Yeah, the Vegas people have been very hip to that idea because they love anytime something happens. And usually what you're talking about in like 10, 15, 20 years. Yeah, past 40 seasons. Why are they so bad on the road? It's something that I'm going to touch more on Sundays with the pregame show. But the idea that you haven't won a road game since week two of last season is an incredibly long time. 11 straight road games to lose. It's not as if they're winning a bunch of games in general. So maybe that's just part of this. But the idea that Stefanski on the road just melts down is just very problematic.
I think it might be a sign that they're just not that good in general. Would a win have you buying back in?
Yes, because this is a BOGO game. Buy one, get one. If you win this game, then you get the Jets game the following week, and all of a sudden you're a 4-5 team, and you're looking at some winnable games on the horizon. But if they're able to win this game, it can show me that maybe, just maybe, the game against the Dolphins was a turning point game. They lose it, then we can just call it what it is.
I forgot it was the Jets next. I thought it went Patriots-Ravens. For some reason, I've had it out of order. Yeah, I like this. I like what you're saying.
Right? You like the
BOGO? Because then you get 4-5, and then even if you lose to the Ravens, you're in a respectable spot, more respectable than we thought you would be. I'll do a partial buyback in. To me, for a full buyback.
Oh, I didn't know we could do partials.
Wow.
That feels like we're cheating
almost.
We've
all had partials before. Come on now.
Yeah.
I think a win is great. It really is.
But
for the guy who said a week ago, I don't care about style points, I think for me to get a full buyback in two games, I need the offense to look at the upper limit of what this offense can be. Because that's how bad this defense you're facing is, and that's how bad your offense has been.
I was looking at the past Vegas lines for this Browns team in particular. The last time the Browns were in a 7 or 7.5 point spread was, in fact, the Green Bay game. That's what I was thinking to myself. The Green Bay game, week three, and then Browns turned out to win that game as well.
Vegas knew. 216-474-0092. Would a win against the Patriots have you buying back in? Let's go with Thomas in Brunswick. Welcome to the show. Would a win on Sunday against Vrabel and the Patriots have you buying back in on this Browns team?
Yes, I am. I think we can beat these guys. And Vrabel's worried about our defense. So if we can score, and I've been saying this all year, 17, 24 points, we can win because our defense is that good.
Tommy, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much. I do think it's interesting, just the line about Vrabel focusing on the defense. I wonder how the Patriots are going to there's so many teams over the last couple of weeks have just been, we got to get the ball out quickly to neutralize the pass rush. That seems like the obvious thing to do, unless you don't have success the way that the Dolphins didn't have success with that, and then that turned into holding the ball longer, that turned into the defense teeing off.
Well, Tua's brain just melted down. I mean, he just threw a lot of passes. It's like, what the hell you were doing there?
Plenty of reasons for that to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Frank in Cleveland, welcome to the show. Would a win have you buying back in on the Browns on Sunday?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man. I just only way I'm gonna be like that, man. If the offense look like it's ready to take off, but I doubt it, man. This is demoralizing. And I'm gonna ask y'all this. Ain't this what Deke Podesta supposed to be doing? Ain't that what his job is?
We don't know, Frank. We don't know what his job is.
He used to be telling Haslam, like, hey, man, this don't look good. Like, this some bull crap out here you got going on. That's his job. It's supposed to be.
Frank, he does everything in between, from organizing what type of coffee they have to making, like, really higher-up decisions with personnel. Like, we have no idea what Deke Podesta does.
Hey, man, as grown men, man, I don't know how them dudes wake up every Sunday, man, and just keep losing and go home and look at y'all family members in the face like y'all ain't nothing happened. It's absurd to me.
Frank, we got to run, buddy. I didn't like that line. They're professional football players. Like, they shouldn't.
They're not embarrassed to their families.
Yeah, that's.
I'm sure the paychecks help a lot with that.
Now, let me ask you, like, I do think if I was Paul Deke Podesta, I would feel some sense of shame that my winning record since I came to Cleveland has been crap.
But like, that's part of the problem, though, is he just lives in San Diego and doesn't have to feel any type of shame towards that stuff.
Also, I do like that Paul Deke Podesta walks in and goes, Jimmy, it's not good, man. Like, imagine if you paid whatever you pay Paul Deke Podesta to give you analysis, and Jimmy's like, candidly, what do you think? And you're like, not good. I'll tell you that.
I mean, he's got like a, you know, like Jordan Hudson has this hold over Bill Belichick.
Ooh.
He's got like this perceived hold over Jimmy Haslam in the idea that basically for years, anything he says, it feels like he has pulled off. And the Jordan Hudson thing lost you there?
Yeah, because I almost said something that would have definitely... We don't really get a lot of notes from Keith. That one would have got me a note from Keith. I'm just thinking, like, I know how Jordan keeps Bill, all right? How does Paul keep Jimmy? I don't know. The question answers itself to some.
Enjoy the bulge.
Mac. This is why everyone knows you're the gooner on the show.
Big time gooner.
Yeah, gooner. I thought it was Boomer and Gooner up there between you two.
Dynamite dropping money.
Does that make me the boomer in this scenario?
I don't know. You guys decide.
I don't know. How about you?
I'm definitely not the gooner.
I don't know. But what are you? That's where Mac's going right now.
A good 15-year-old girl impression.
Caught red-handed. JP, you have a good weekend, buddy.
Hey, you too. Enjoy all the Halloween and the trick-or-treating.
It's
going to
be a lot
else.
Of fun.
Yes, good,
love
good,
the
good.
Weather. Love the good stuff.
Very good.
You enjoy also the Halloweening and all the good stuff with the girls as well.
You know I will.
We'll see you on Monday, buddy.
All right, man. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Don't forget, JP's going to be on the Tailgate Show on Sunday with Coach Riz and the many, many talented crew members. That's where I was going. On Sunday morning, when we come back, Daryl Ryder joins us. And I guess there goes the Marconi. Daryl Ryder joins us. We'll get into how close he expects this game to be. And Dylan Gabriel, Kevin Stefanski, and the word trust in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hi. I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.